Corey and Laura, who will be here. She's down doing her mom thing downstairs. And the kids arrived this week and moved, as John mentioned, moved into the parsonage just yesterday afternoon. It's been quite a journey for the Millikens, even as it has been quite a journey for us here at Gold Country Baptist Church. After growing up in a church, they grew up in the same family church together, and serving 3.5 years as youth and worship leader at that home church in Spokane, Corey's call to full-time pastoral ministry was affirmed by both the leaders of his church and his family. And that led to Corey and Laura's move down to Southern California, where for the last 3 years he has been studying for the rigors of ministry at the Master's Seminary, even as he served in ministry at Grace Community Church. By God's grace, and I'm sure at times by his mercy, Corey graduated this last May with a master's degree in divinity. And oh yes, in the midst of all of that, Laura gave birth to two beautiful little girls, Adelaide, who is right there, and Olivia, who is downstairs. It's been quite an adventure. In the meantime, over the past 2 years here, the Lord made it clear to the leadership of this church and to you as the congregation that we were in need of a third full-time pastor elder to both strengthen and advance the ministry of this church. But with that, there were several hurdles that needed to be overcome before that could happen. And ultimately, in God's perfect timing, this last May, at about the same time Corey graduated, who would have thought that might happen? It was clear that those hurdles had, in fact, been overcome, and the paths for our hiring a new pastor was complete. And then according to God's perfect plan, his perfect plan for both the Millikan family and for this church, the Lord has now joined us together to serve side by side for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Isn't our God amazing? So with that, we are going to take this moment to commission Corey to ministry here at Gold Country Baptist Church. The essence of a commission is to not just appoint someone to a position, but to charge that one with the responsibilities of that position. In the Old Testament Hebrew, to commission implies a command, and it also grants authority to carry out those responsibilities. And we do this because there is biblical precedent for the commissioning of those who enter the ministry and who enter leadership of God's church. In Numbers 27, we read that God appointed Joshua to replace Moses upon his death to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. And then at the Lord's command, Moses brought Joshua before the priests and before all the congregation. And in verse 23, we read this, that Moses laid his hands on Joshua and commissioned him. And with that, in that same thing in Deuteronomy 31:23, we read that it was actually God who commissioned Joshua. And with that, God promised Joshua, "I will be with you." Well, in a similar way, in 2 Corinthians 2:17, Paul describes himself and his colleagues in ministry as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, who in the sight of God speak in Christ. So as we have done before with his fellow pastor elders, as well as our deacons, we will commission Corey through the laying on of hands by the elders. We read of this laying on of hands in both the Old Testament, as we just read, but also in the New Testament. In Acts 6:6, after having chosen the first 7 deacons of the church, the apostles, after their approval, prayed and laid hands on each one of them. And in Acts 13:13, church leaders laid their hands on Paul and Silas as they were appointed to ministry. And the elders did the same thing with Timothy, as Glenn just read in 1 Timothy 4:14. And we will do that with Corey now. So I'm going to ask you, Corey, if you will please come to the stage along with my fellow elders, and if you would join me right here. Or over there. Yeah, good. Thank you. Right here is best. I think we have most room. Thank you, man. Corey, I'm going to ask you to come over here where they can see and I can see you. Corey, the Lord's command, his commission to you, is found in this passage that Glenn read just a moment ago in 1 Timothy 4. And that commission is several things here. It is to be a good servant of Jesus Christ, to be constantly nourished in the words of faith and in sound doctrine, to discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. That is your personal holiness, to labor and strive with your eyes fixed firmly on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of your faith, to command and to teach the truth of God's word to all of us here and in the world, to live in such a way as to be an example for all believers and to the world, to give attention to the public reading of Scripture, exhortation and teaching, to practice the spiritual gifts that God has given you. Your New American Standard says that you are to take pains with these things and to be absorbed in them. Isn't that one of the wonderful words? And he says to be devoted to them, but I like that word, absorbed by them. And then verse 19 summarizes all of this as it calls you to pay a close attention to yourself and to your teacher and to persevere in these things. In addition, Ephesians 4 calls on you as a shepherd and teacher of this congregation to work to equip the saints for the work of ministry, to the building up of the body, to the unity of Christ. And finally, 1 Peter 5:2 calls on you to shepherd the flock of God among you as one who will give an account. That is no small task, and it is no small responsibility. Although your commissioning is ultimately by God, Corey, as the leaders and congregation of this church, we commission you today to the position of pastor elder with our support and our encouragement to carry out your commission that God has given you here amongst us at Gold Country. And as your fellow pastor elders here, we promise to serve right alongside you and to help you grow in these things, even as we expect you to serve alongside us and help us continue to grow in these things. And as a congregation, and I trust I speak for all of you, we promise to submit to your leadership without grumbling, even as we collectively serve alongside you as slaves of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In addition to that, we promise, as we already do, as we've gotten to know you, to love and support you, to love and support Laura and Adelaide and Olivia, and we have room for any others if the Lord blesses, as your brothers and sisters in Christ, as members of this congregation and fellow heirs with Christ. And we welcome you.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you that your word is so clear on what each one of our responsibilities are. And we thank you that, especially in this area of leadership, deacons, elder pastors, that you have been precise and clear as to what not only the qualifications are, but the responsibilities are. Cliff has clearly explained what is required, and we clearly need you. Lord, we commit Corey and his family to you for their ministry here. We ask that you would encourage them, continue to equip them, cause them to be discerning, wise, and humble. Father, we need you in our lives to support Corey, to minister alongside of him and his family, to minister to him and his family. We need your wisdom. We need your discernment. We need your love and encouragement to do that, so that we are all in unity of mind, in harmony, one voice, and ultimately, God, our desire is that you would be glorified in and through this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.